everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Arcel Peter Sweeney. It's your KC Morning Show. Rumors of our demise, my friend. Greatly exaggerated, and usually some truth to them, obviously. Peter, what's going on, my friend?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. I had a couple false starts the last couple days, but it is it's good to be back on the airwaves. If you're just waking up in Kansas City on this hump day, you may want to grab a sweater. It's a little bit colder than it's been in quite a long time. In the 60s right now. You want your real feel?
Oh, Pete, I've been waiting so long. Days I've been waiting for this real. Pete, break me up.
Yeah, it's chilly bones right now. Chilly bones. 65-ish. We have a, looks like, 65-ish real feel as well. That's colder than it's been in a while in the mornings.
Dare I say chilly?
Yeah. But by the end of today, let me give you this. It's going to be abundant sunshine. What an adjective for sunshine. Abundant everywhere. High around 80 degrees.
Taking the last few days and just really stepping up your game, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight a few passing clouds. Low near 65. Thursday, high 83, low at 71. So we've officially cool down in Kansas City. How about that?
But here's a question, Pete. Because you're my meteorologist, chief meteorologist of the show. We got to warm back up, baby boy. We got to warm back up.
It looks like for the weekend, it'll be a little bit warmer. Dare I say, a tick warmer.
I love it when you get ticky-tacky.
And then it'll cool back down. So, yeah, I mean.
what an analysis. So, yeah.
I dare I say, and I don't want to go out on a limb here, but you can tell that fall may be just around the corner. Fall back, fall forward, fall around a ding-dong, you know what I mean?
Hey! There we go. Is there a more overused phrase in meteorology, and you would know this, than something being just around the corner?
Ooh, man.
Y'all love giving us that tease, that sneak peek saying it's just around the corner.
Hashtag weather tropes. Get those sunnies out today. Pack your umbrellas. It's going to be a wet one.
Woo! You heard it right here first. Peter M. Sween. The M stands for Meteorology Man. How are you, brother? How you been? I haven't seen you, but I haven't got a chance to hear your sweet Sweeney sounds.
Yeah,
it is. How you been?
Has felt like a while. And for our listeners, we got a tweet through last night that somebody missed us, so we missed you too.
No, they didn't say that. You're making that up.
Serious, man. People were missing the show, and we apologize for the past few days. Some technical difficulties on our end, but we're back for now, so that's exciting. Nothing. I've been, believe it or not, continuing to be an old man and playing pickleball. The NFL season is continuing to ramp up. So as that happens, as you know, it starts to get to be the busy season for me. So even though everything right now is out of my house, you could tell that football is indeed right around the corner, or at least they think it is. They're closely
right
watching.
The
there you go. They're closely watching MLB to see how that goes.
Hey, just break it down to me. All right. Just lay it on me straight.
Yeah.
We're going to have football or not, man. Cause I know we got, we had some coaches that are getting tested positive now in all different sports. We got all the players tested positive.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this in sports, but as you're now gearing up for your favorite time of the year, as I'm gearing up for my favorite time of the year, cause it's election season, we both got to basically meet in the middle and see where we're at here. So where are you at?
Well, your
season,
favorite
time of the year,
dare I say your season trumps mine, but is interesting about football is it seems like they have extra penalties built in where they could fine players for something as small as being in an Uber. The luxury the NFL doesn't have is a bubble, like you're seeing with basketball. We saw with soccer, or like you're seeing in hockey, where it's been really successful because they're just not around anybody. That's how they designed it. Not going to be the case in football, but they're thinking that these penalties will help fix that. I mean, you're talking about 53 to 70 players, depending on how this goes, that are going to have to stay good when they go home. It is hard for me to believe that that is going to be able to happen across the league for 32 teams. I'm being optimistic. I don't think it'll be a problem in Kansas City because Andy Reid is just so respected. Pat Mahomes is not going to take some guy going out to a bar and ruining for the team. And I think there's going to be that intrinsic feeling that, hey, we don't want to ruin this for everybody else. But what if your quarterback is Sam Darnold or Derek Carr? Do you really think that there's going to be this intrinsic pressure to not go bowling with the dime piece who's texting you on your Instagram? I don't know, you know? So
I love when you throw shade. I love when you do that. Cause it's in such a proper manner. Like you wouldn't even know what's happening to you. Sure. But if I'm David Carr right now, I just got S'd on by Peter Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you made it so nice though.
David Carr is the analyst that always defends his brother.
Oh, sorry. Derek might be. Yeah. I get the cars screwed up.
No, it's listen, there's all different types of cars as we know. And so, but yes, so I don't know. I'm optimistic. I hope so. It's my livelihood. No offense to this show, but that's how I pay my rent and my light bulbs and stuff.
None taken. As someone who doesn't pay any bills right now, because I'm making no income. Trust me, man, I get it.
I hope that football goes, but again, cautious. I would say cautiously optimistic is my hot phrase right now.
Between around the corner and cautiously optimistic, I feel like that's two excellent phrases that could sum up the age of Corona. You know what? The antidote is around the corner and conditions are ideal. Things are looking good.
I was a bigger fan of Corona when it was simply an option at your favorite Mexican restaurant. Right now, we are knee deep and I'm so sick of it. And we joked about it before on the show. I was getting sick of the impeachment stories. This actually impacts everybody in such a negative way. Corona just has become such a hated, I think, word. Like, you know, those hurricanes that happen and you're like, oh my God, I hated Hurricane Sandy or something, or a tornado. Like, that's Corona. It has ruined the word Corona for us. It'll never be the same again. I don't care. I'm sure one day in the future, 5 years after today, I'll have a lime in that beer again. And maybe we'll come back to a place where I like the word, but I am ready to move on from coronavirus.
It's just, it's left us wanting a lot of things, right? It's left us missing things. It's left us with a lot of time on our hands. And you set this up kind of perfectly, Pete, because, you know, as we've all been basically just trying to find some ways to, you know, we've been saying it, trying to find that new normal. We've been missing things that used to be comfort foods for us. We took them for granted, maybe. Well,
haters with some gravy.
You know what? I went ahead and did a thing for you, Pete.
I
took the time to put together for you a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. Woo! It's been a minute. I had a couple false starts on that intro, huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
Me. Oh, it ain't going nowhere. Just Hartzell. You missed it. What have we been pirating in the age of Corona? That's your list of Hartzell, baby.
I can't believe you're serious with this list this morning.
Oh, Pete. Do you know something I didn't think you knew? Because I have a list of top five shows that we've been pirating during the age of Corona, the pandemic season. And you said R at number five because number five of the most pirated shows, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready?
In the last 60 days, SpongeBob has seen a huge spike. All these shows have seen a spike. SpongeBob, number 5 on your list. Number 4.
That's fitting because, I consider you my Patrick, so that I like that. Patrick Starfish.
Yeah, no, I got it. I appreciate it.
Hartzell Starfish.
Number 4, The Walking Dead.
That vase, that's something special. Fess up. You steal it from Aunt Grandma Jean's house? Hope you left her that spoon collection.
I thought we had given up on this show. Apparently not. We're still in the zombies. I guess that's which I would feel like almost The Walking Dead's too real. Like that's almost like looking into a mirror this time.
That's fitting because I would consider you my Carl, son of mine.
Number 3. This is a Hulu show. I actually have not watched this one. My Hero Academia. I need to talk to our boy Sean Edwards about that one.
Yeah.
A Hulu original.
Don't know enough about that show to make a joke.
I was waiting for it. Who am I in this one? Who's your character? This is your top 5. It was actually the top 10 list, but your top 5 most pirated shows so far in the last 60 days during the age of Corona, trying to get back to that new normal. And for a lot of us, that means illegally watching TV shows. Number 2, your runner-up. I went to Rick and Morty. Getting a little swifty, Rick and Morty.
Right.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here. It's time to get swifty.
Get swifty? What the hell is that?
It's our world's best effort. That's what.
That show, that one's a hard one to binge, though, because Rick and Morty, it's hilarious. I love that show, but it is deep. I have cried my eyes out
to many a
Rick and Morty episode.
Same
it's
here.
It's deep.
I can't, I don't like to cry usually. And typically when I watch that show, I have tears. You, of course, being my Beth. So it is sad. Yeah, I have to admit that.
All right, number 1. Before we get to number 1, let's do a quick recap of 10 through 6. Harley Quinn at number 10, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at number 9, The Flash at number 8, The Mandalorian, what up, what up? Star Wars, that was number 7. The 100 from the CW at number 6. So a lot of superhero heavy for that 10 through 6 spot. But number 1 goes to, raise your drum rolls and your banners, call the banners, Game of Thrones.
Dragons do not do well in captivity.
How do you know this?
That's what I do. I drink, and I know things.
Mm. Still riding high, even though that last season was garbage.
Yeah, not a Game big of fan Thrones. Of that series. I just never really hit home with me.
So you did watch it, though. I didn't think you would have seen that one.
I saw about
it's
4
episodes.
Popular
show. You don't like popular things.
No. I'm very much a guy that does not like the band anymore when it leaves the garage, unless your name's Dave Matthews. And for me, yes, Game of Thrones was too popular. I like these underground things I could find. I'm actually really upset that I like Succession, one of the first adopters of Succession. And now it's, get 18 nominations. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it next season. And so, yeah, it's Game of Thrones never hit home with me. I could not understand how a show where even the most diehard viewers didn't even know who was on screen. Like, they couldn't even identify all of the characters on screen. Yet
that's
this is the
true.
Most.
That's not true. We knew
this
who
is the most popular show.
Name. We didn't that's know their name. That's all.
Yeah.
Or the family they were with.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And
of,
there would be
houses,
these,
all right?
There would be these random scenes. There's about 15 storylines going on at the same time. If I want 15 different storylines, I'll watch Below Deck on Bravo. So
yeah. I mean, it's a lot of ass, a lot of it's a good time. give the kids what they want to see.
If the audience was not awake, they are now. So good morning to you, the audience that was still zombieing through this KC morning show.
Oh, man, look, that's a callback. You've got us ready to go. You fired up and ready to go. Pete, I've missed you. I've missed the news. I've missed your sports. I've missed this KC morning show. So, Pete, take us to that news, baby.
Wednesday, August 5th. Let's do it.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah. a hot day. Bang! News break on your KC Morning Show. Peter, didn't get that freestyle on Friday, and that's fine. We'll get it this Friday.
Every time.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off. Because I want you to know now that when you skip a freestyle, you got to bring it even more on Friday.
I will.
Make you do something today, but I'm not going to make you do that.
I will. I thought you were going to tell me Beyonce had the greatest album of all time for a second.
I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce, did you watch that, by the way? She got that new visual album.
Who's
Black
that,
is
Beyonce?
King, I think. Yeah, and you didn't even know that, did you? You made a joke and didn't even know what you were doing.
Only album I've been listening to lately is Taylor Swift at this point. Oh. She dropped an album.
That indie album. I have not listened to it yet. I'll be honest. That's like, when it comes to T-Swift, I love early T-Swift. Like, you know, when you're 15, somebody tells you they love them. You kind of believe them. So yeah, I'm like, the way you are at TV shows is how I am with T-Swift. Like,
I'll wait
till it cools off. Like, I get it. She's fine. But I'll wait.
T-Swift for me is a lot like T-Loft in Kansas City. Like, it's all right when you go in, and you really got to go back for T-Loft. I mean, I don't. Nothing against T-Loft. It's okay, but not getting me as a return customer.
You make some good points. Although I have heard that's a pretty good album, though, her new one. I've been listening to a lot of Hamilton, to be honest with you. I know I'm like 4 years behind on the coolness of Hamilton, but. You know, it's so good, man. I'm just Alexander Hamilton. Oh, Lin Miranda. That man's a god.
That's another hot take I have that no one really appreciates. I don't love the fact that there's really like no speaking at all during Hamilton. It's just straight up. Yeah, but there are musicals that in between you at least get a little bit of dialogue without having to sing or rap it. Sometimes it's just hard to follow for me. I'm just a basic bitch at this point.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, COVID!
There are nearly 1,200 new cases since Monday. The state is also reporting 11 new deaths. In Missouri, 13.8% of tests are coming back positive. The rate is 11.8% in Kansas. The national average is 7.7%.
So that's that. Things are looking the way they always look. So not great. Not great. Wear a mask, y'all. Wear a mask. It's not too much to ask, and we got a lot of work to do because Pete needs a job. I've already just, that whole idea of me being employed is a wash, but Pete needs a job. He has to cover his sports, all right? If he has no sports to cover, then he has nothing.
Wait, what is my purpose?
I don't want to see you.
I'm as purposeful as a snowman at that point. And here's my thing for you. I know that from your social media, everybody now knows that you live near the ship. So if you're looking for Hartzell in the area, I mean, just walk around there and eventually you'll see him. Are they hiring any food people at the ship? Could you sling some pancakes? I feel like you're a guy who makes good breakfast or something.
Maybe. I've been crushing breakfast, actually. Do you have like a camera set up in my place down here?
A reporter never reveals his sources, as you know.
You have broken like three or four different things behind the scenes I didn't think you knew about. But yeah, I am cooking a lot more now. It is actually like specifically, almost exclusively just breakfast. So that's weird that you knew that.
Breakfast is the easiest one.
That's probably why.
I'm saying this. I mean, maybe you knock on the door of the ship and see if the captain's in and say, hey, I am ready to come in on Saturdays and sling some breakfast. Let's get some people in here before 11 a.m.
Hey, I've been making lots of friends, man. I would say that we are friends, like me and the ship next door. In fact, I was going to have you throw this in on events for Friday, but they're going to be doing an outdoor patio distancing little concert deal.
Yeah, I wish Hartzell knew how the show works. That would come on the Friday show, so still would have been time for that.
I told him, listen, I'm making friends, man. I'm at that point now because I love the West Bottoms. I like to think that I'm the mayor down here. But yeah, it's lonely, you know, like, and that's part of the appeal is that I wanted to be close to downtown, but also far enough to be able just to take a break. But it is rather lonely, so I've been just kind of throwing all the favors out to anybody that wants to hang out with me. He's like, hey, you live on my street? Okay.
Well, hi, and you know me, I'm throwing out every card I got. I've been saying right. I'm on the radio. I've been saying I'm on a podcast. I've been saying I'm on Sporting KC. Just really fluffing to really, you know, make myself look cool. And so, yeah, I told the people at the ship that, you know, they want any free plugs or, you know, want to just maybe throw us a couple gift cards, you know, a couple gift certificates. I just said that they have a friend in me. They have a friend in this show.
Yeah. It's like Toy Story, so it's good. I think the ship, if you're going to live by any bar, the ship is a good one. As I told you, I moved a while back. I'm a little bit closer to the Kellys. Haven't really been able to enjoy being in my new location. You really haven't been able to do a ton with COVID. I haven't really been frequenting the establishments as you might in a normal time.
Have you ever lived next door to a bar? I'm never, even in college, did I have the opportunity to live like actually next door. And man, like I am so happy I didn't, because I've already lost so much money, and we're talking just curbside options. So
sure,
like, when we actually get that bar open, man.
I used to live about three blocks from the Bar West Plaza, and really, I think in my adult life, for the most part, this hasn't been the whole case, because when I first moved to Kansas City, I was living with a friend. But for most of my life, I've lived within walking distance, like not necessarily like a block away, but just somewhere where you could go to grab lunch, maybe a quick brew at the end of the week. It's dangerous, though. You got to be careful with that, because as you're explaining, it could cost you a lot of money, and you know, you don't want to develop an alcohol addiction.
I've probably moved past that. That's just, come on. Is water wet? The answer
is careful.
Yes. Yeah, but they extend their hours and stuff. They're trying to make it work like everybody else. They ended up, you know, moving their hours, and they're going to like 11 o'clock now. But yeah, it's been a lot of good times so far. But yeah, RIP my liver and my wallets.
Well, you know, the one thing we'll do is wish them and you smooth waters. I mean, the worst thing is you run into rough waters on the ship and everything kind of gets rattled, and the glasses fall from the bar.
Okay. Did you watch any election stuff last night, Pete? It was a big day on both sides of the state.
I voted. I did vote. I went out and voted in the primary election.
I was about to let you have it.
Yeah, I went out. And you'll even appreciate this. I went on to the Chiefs media Zoom that they had in the afternoon, and I wore my sticker on the to promote voting on the Zoom.
A patriot and a humanitarian. Peter P. Swain. The P stands for Patriot Pete. Man, look at you. I'm so proud of you, Pete. Well, hey, Kansas and Missouri doing that whole, you know, democracy deal. You love to see it.
The Senate race in Kansas could swing the balance of power in the chamber. Roger Marshall from El Dorado, Kansas, is the GOP winner for the Senate seat nomination. On the Democratic side, Barbara Bollier won the Democratic nomination by a wide margin, but she'll have a tough battle in November. Republicans have held on to this seat since 1932.
So that's on the Kansas side, right? 32, the last time a Democrat was,
I was more Kansas. Upset that it's not pronounced El Dorado. El Dorado. Unbelievable. So you're telling me I can't travel to El Dorado in a quick little drive? Unbelievable.
Missouri side.
It looks like Missouri has its candidates for governor for the November election. Governor Mike Parson took the Republican spot, defeating three challengers, including Representative Jim Neely. In November, Parson will face Democratic candidate Nicole Galloway. She took the win early this evening, beating out four candidates.
No one is going to be wearing any masks.
Oh man! Well, you know what? You teed him up. Let's get some more thoughts from the governor, Mike Parson.
My opponent has continued to play politics with the livelihoods of Missourians. She would prevent business owners from reopening, and stop workers from returning to their jobs. In fact, she hasn't opened her office since COVID-19 pandemic began, and has refused to tell Missourians where she stands on important issues that matter most, like getting our kids safely back to school.
Oh, Mike's mad, y'all. Mike's fired up.
I'm not going to use night one as an opportunity to talk smack on my opponent, you got that dead wrong. That'd be too civil, and I'm a jackass.
All right, now I'm about to play Nicole Galloway, so be careful on this one. Before you do this impersonation, Pete, make sure you get the cadence first, all right?
The question is, will we take the steps needed to defeat the virus and rebuild in a way that helps working people get back on their feet? Or will we continue to ignore the science, distract, and rebuild for only the well-connected special interests?
Anything? I'll wait, Pete. You got anything for this one?
Kind of just sounds like one of my like second grade teachers. Okay. Very, very proper. I'm not a big Parsons.
I was waiting to see how deep this hole was you're about to dig.
I'm not sold on Miss Galloway either. I'm at that point where it feels like an anybody but Parsons situation. So of course, Miss Galloway is going to get my ear for sure.
Yeah, I will say, full disclosure, I'm a fan of Nicole Galloway. I'm a registered Democratic Socialist, y'all, so y'all know where I stand.
I will say this. Joey Galloway, a decent little wide receiver in the NFL, so if she has any relation to him.
You always find a way, don't you? If it ain't a Chiefs angle, you will find a way. You will find a way to make it a football angle, and I love it.
Who knows? I don't know if Nicole is related to Joey. I mean, it's possible.
One of the biggest issues on the ballot, at least on the Missouri side yesterday, was Medicaid expansion. It was yes on to or no on to, depending on what you voted for. Well, the answer was yes. It was a close vote. I mean, we're talking, 51 to 49 for expanding Medicaid. So a lot of my friends, because, a lot of Medicaid deals with lower income, older folks, veterans. A lot of my friends, and maybe your friends too, Pete, were asking me, like, yo, what does this mean? And I have a lot of ways that I could describe it, but I don't want to put any kind of bias on it. So let's hear some audio. This is what I hope this can kind of explain a little bit of what went down last night as Medicaid, yes on to, was expanded. Medicaid being expanded in Missouri, one of the last states.
Now, according to research, with Medicaid expansion, the federal government will return more than $1 billion to Missouri. Many Republican leaders are calling expansion a financial risk, though, that Missouri cannot afford. But more than 200 nonprofit organizations, medical groups, labor, and business leaders across the state have endorsed Medicaid expansion, calling it the right thing to do.
It expands the eligibility, allowing basically over 200,000 more individuals, still low income, to get on the program, which will help with, everything from medicine to treatment, surgery, the health care that people need to live a healthy life.
So Missouri becomes the sixth red state where voters have defied Republican leaders to expand Medicaid. No state has ever voted down such a ballot initiative in recent years, underscoring the popularity of Medicaid expansion as Obamacare continues to see an upward tick in positivity and popularity. The Missouri vote came as the state has faced some of the sharpest increases in coronavirus infections. And it's just really jarring to me. And I've heard, decent arguments on both sides, people who are for and against, but it's a jarring picture when you see that all that red in the middle. So in this situation where blue was the color of who voted for Medicaid expansion and the red is those who didn't, usually it's always Democrat and Republican. It's usually pretty partisan that way.
Right.
But all those red rural areas of folks who are going to literally receive like the most of this stuff, like a lot of it goes to hospitals that aren't very well funded, like in small towns. And it's just, I don't know. Voting against your self-interest is always so fascinating to me. And it's one of those where like Social Security now, which is kind of a standard, people hated that when it came out. And it's one of those things now, I think in Missouri, that a lot of people are going to end up realizing how much of a good thing this is. But that's just me. And it's going to put a lot of more folks in the eyes of doctors, and they get a chance to maybe get some healthcare treatment that they would not have otherwise have gotten. So I'm a fan of that. Whatever gets people more healthy, I'm a fan of that.
If you don't, I'm just going to speak for everyone against you, Hart. So when I say, if you don't like this healthcare system, you should move to Canada. How about that?
I would love to. Just real quick.
Welcome into the Montreal Morning Show. We can't wait for Friday when we give you our Canadian freestyle for Freestyle Friday. We'll see you. Montreal Morning Show.
Eat freestyle is a free.
Did you ever hear about the underground city in Montreal? Apparently there is an entire mega mall in the underground in Montreal.
Well, when we do our eventual Montreal morning show,
right,
we will have to obviously get some type of tour.
I was in Montreal. I covered a story there one time. Really, I think one of the only times I've been out of the country. I'm not really that cultured, obviously.
Uncultured swine? No chance.
You know what? Someone told me about the underground city on the way out in the airport. They're like, did you visit the underground city? I'm like, the underground city? I've been above ground this entire time. What are you talking about? And so now I got to eventually figure out how to get back to Montreal at some point. I got to see this UC. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wait till I'm going to send you this pamphlet, man. Wait till I tell you about this thing called the Underground Railroad. You're going to love it, man. Crazy.
I'm going to say choo-choo to that. I'm excited to read about that as well.
Remember this gal's name. This will be the last of our election stories, I think. I think that's all I got. But remember Cori Bush's name. She had one of the biggest upsets last night nationwide, and it was in Missouri. This is closer to the St. Louis side. She upset William Lacey Clay. Mm. Think along the lines of AOC. In fact, actually, that's a really good comparison. That Netflix movie, the documentary that was on AOC and the squad, I think it's called Breaking Down the House or something like that, the House of Representatives. Well, Cori Bush was featured in that documentary back in 2018 when AOC won. Well, Cori Bush lost that go around. She was one of the few that didn't end up winning from the documentary. Well, she gave it a go around in 2020, and she took off. She took off one of the establishment Democrats in the entire country, and so now she's going to it's one of those spots where the Democrat's going to win. So she's still got to go through the general. But Cori Bush, remember the name, because she's going to be up there with the likes of AOC. In fact, the squad may have just picked up another member.
Yes, she did. She called it historic, sending a black working class single mother to Congress late last night. She says, quote, "We about to change the world."
They counted us out. They called me, you know, I'm just the protester. Uh-huh. I'm just the activist. Come on. With no name, no title, and no real money. Come on. That's all they said that I was. Yes. But St. Louis showed up today. So St. Louis showed up.
She's going to make a lot of waves, man. Just be ready to go. Be ready. I'm excited to see where she goes, because she's another one of those where if you want to clap at her, if you want to go at my girl on social media, just know that she's better at this than you are. So just think twice. It's like whenever I try making a joke going after like Gen Z, I'm like, I should know better, because they go hard. That first cut's the deepest. So yeah, Cori Bush, be on the lookout for that name.
Reminds me of Kyle Busch early on in his career. No one gave Kyle Busch a chance, and now he wins Daytona 500 after Daytona 500. So good on Miss Cori.
You find a way. You always find a way. The American Royal, this may be, I guess, not a ton of new news. I mean, we all kind of figured this was going to be happening, but the American Royal, unfortunately, going to have to close down this year because of course, Corona.
For the first time in its long history, organizers have canceled this year's American Royal World Series of Barbecue due to the coronavirus. This event was set for next month at the Kansas Speedway. The American Royal CEO telling us it was a difficult decision, but after months of trying to work through different scenarios, well, they realized it would be too difficult during this pandemic. The World Series of Barbecue is the organization's largest fundraiser, by the way. All registered teams will be refunded and given the same space for 2021.
Have you ever been down there for any one of those
absolutely
American Royal doodads?
Yeah, it's excellent. I work for 610 Sports Radio. The best party is at 810 Sports Radio, and I was able to go before I worked for 610, and now I shouldn't really necessarily be seen there. And what a bummer that has been. This feels like a true hit to my heart, the American Royal being canceled. What is it all for if we can't go down and slob on some barbecue and get a little too tipsy? That's how I feel. And so I'll be looking forward to its return in 2021, and the countdown is on. Let me look here. Yep. It says 390 days until the next American Royal. So I'll be watching and I'll be ready for it.
It is what it is. I'm sure you've seen the interview clip by now. This was a Axios HBO interview with, I think it was Jason Swan, something Swan. That's the reporter. And 45, President Trump, where he said it is what it is as far as, you know, folks dying and the whole pandemic. You know, listen, guys, listen. It is what it is.
The president touting his administration's handling of the pandemic during a wide-ranging interview with Axios reporter Jonathan Swan.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it. This is a horrible plague that beset us.
The president sorting through pages of charts when pressed on the country's coronavirus death count.
Right here, the United States is lowest in numerous categories. We're lower than the world.
Lower than
we're
the
lower
world?
Than what is that? Europe.
In what? Look. In what?
Take a look.
His reactions, it's already become a meme now, the interviewer. Just some of the faces he was making as he was like looking at some of these charts and some of these graphs. It was another fascinating interview in
Why?
What has been a fascinating 3.5 years of this man being president.
Look, I haven't been thrilled with Trump either, right? If you're his people, how do you agree to this interview? I mean, that is just, you're setting yourself up for a complete disaster ahead of the election. Just a baffling decision by that team. I don't know who made that call.
Baffling call.
It's one thing if you welcome in, like, this is just me giving advice. Maybe I shouldn't even be giving the Trump administration advice, but maybe like bring in Fox News or like they do Sean Hannity. I mean, that's how you're going to end up getting good press, or like at least as good as it's possibly going to be. Axios, of course, that's how that interview went. Anyway,
I think he just enjoys the spectacle. Like you say, and I think a lot of us say, like, why is this man still doing these interviews? Because it just does not seem to be going well for him. And I just think he likes the drama. He likes the ratings boost. He mentioned that in the interview. He talked about how, yeah, he got huge ratings, and he talked about how he doesn't really care too much for John Lewis. He kind of est all over that man's grave. It was just a lot. It was a lot. But if you get a chance to take a watch, I think it's definitely worth it. It's they're really plugging HBO Max. They're really trying to get you to sign up for that. Also, did you know that they're doing like a late night Sesame Street show on HBO Max? I may or may not have watched it last night, and it may or may not be amazing. So there you go.
You
are still trying to get me to watch La Casa de Papel. That's a deep cut.
The best show on Netflix.
That's a deep cut from the Casey Morning Hose right there. But I tell you what, Sesame Street at night after dark with Elmo. Whew.
10 to 15 years here, I would say, the past decade and a half or so. This was the golden age, right? Because you had basically every channel for seemingly free. Eventually, you realize, okay, this is all going to come back around. So now you're finally seeing these cable companies figure it out, where like they lost all the money and now everything was more affordable than cable. Pretty soon here, when every single company has a streaming service that you need with original content, you're going to have to circle back, and all of a sudden cable, you were complaining that it was $80 or $90 a month. Well, if you have 10 streaming services and maybe like some kind of cable package, that's going to be well over that price. So it's all coming back around now, and I wonder if eventually you're looking a year or two from now and these cable packages are making a comeback where you get HBO Max and Netflix and all this malarkey. I mean, the older you get, the more wise you get. I feel blessed to let you know about television trends. So if you can invest in a cable company, I would say now. I'm sure they're trading at what, penny stocks? I feel like the Wolf of Wall Street at this point. Go and invest, because I think it's going to come back around here where people are going to start to say, might as well get cable again.
Here's what you do. Here's the real life hack, and I'm going to give it to you for free. Kids, my generation, your parents still have cable. You know they still have cable. And you've told them repeatedly, Ma, you don't need cable anymore. Cut the cord. But here is the deal. All right. Every network now has an on-demand something. Okay. If you got DirecTV, you essentially already have all those streaming sites, because all that on-demand content is already yours. So if I go on to, let's say, the TNT app because I want to watch AEW Dynamite because wrestling is life. All right. If I just put in my mom's DirecTV info, I've already got all the stuff I want. You know what I mean? So if you don't have the Netflixes and the Hulus and the Amazon Primes, just ask Ma for that DirecTV code and you've already got it.
I have a YouTube.
That's the real jig now, y'all.
I have a YouTube TV account because I've always had this desire to like look at what's on. And I watch a lot of different sports shows. As a matter of fact, I wish my company would be paying for it, because a lot of the research I get is from ESPN. Anyway, besides that point, I got YouTube TV, but HBO Max and Netflix, I do get through my parents because, yeah, my mother and father, God bless them, they don't want to figure out how to, like, stream the sports game that my dad just wants to... My dad just wants to put on the Yankees, right? Like, there's no scenario.
And it goes just like that. I don't that doesn't mean like turn the channel. It's like, no, just put on the Yankees. Alexa, put on the Yankees.
There's no scenario where, like, my dad is going to say, I'm going to find the exact streaming site and password to watch the hockey playoff game. No, he just wants it readily available to him. So, yeah. I think a lot of parents do have cable. The ones that you'll worry about are those kids in school where their parents are like, yeah, we don't even have cable. We're not getting it. And it's like, man, I couldn't believe that when I was in school. Maybe this is just, it's going to come off as uppity, but like when a kid would come in and say, yeah, I don't even have Nickelodeon. I don't even know what SNICK is. And you're like, you didn't watch SNICK because you don't have it? I'm like, oh my God.
Poor peasant.
Oh God. Oh, I feel terrible about it now thinking back, but wow. Anyway. So yes, if your parents do have cable, it's an easy way to stream a lot of good stuff.
And you know what? And if you're looking for a way to maybe pay for some of that cable, a heads up update for you, unemployment benefit for COVID. They're trying to maybe, trying to nail a date this week.
Yesterday saw a potential step forward in the congressional negotiations for another coronavirus relief package. After weeks of resistance, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will support an extension of the now lapsed $600 federal unemployment insurance relief every week. That is, if President Trump backs it.
The American people, in the end, need help. And wherever this thing settles between the President of the United States and his team that have to sign it into law, and the Democrat, not insignificant minority in the Senate and majority in the House, is something I'm prepared to support, even if I have some problems with certain parts of it.
Well, a date this week to maybe agree to sign a thing for next week. Can you see how this is just one big talking in circles? So best of luck when it comes to that. Just I'm going to break down these numbers just a scotch, because I'm so sick and tired of people essing on people who are looking to maybe, you know, receive these benefits because, you know, life is tough out there. It's roughly the equivalent, $600 extra a week is roughly like $15 an hour for like 40-hour work week. All right. So this isn't like you're making some kind of killing. All right. This ain't the Monopoly man who's laughing as he goes across, you know, circles the map. That's the word I'm looking for.
It goes across, go and collects $200.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. So this ain't some kind of highway robbery. All right. Also, just for context, again, I'm not trying to throw any of my biases out there, but the same folks who are, you know, essing on those of us who need that unemployment, that extra unemployment, just know those same congressmen and congresswomen make roughly $3,000 and some change a week. So just going to throw that out there. Just a little food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, Kraft macaroni and cheese trying to take their talents to the breakfast aisle.
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
That's right. There's been all kinds of new parody advertisements, but the gist is true. That the moral of that story is real. Kraft is trying to make mac and cheese a breakfast thing. They're going to be giving out special boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner. I think that's pretty much the extent of the change. They're just going to put a different word on there and see if you want to start eating mac and cheese for breakfast. A survey found that 56% of parents right now let their kids eat mac and cheese for breakfast. 56%? Is that real? I've never done this. I love mac and cheese. I love all types of mac and cheese. But man, I like right now we're recording this show. The sun's not even up yet. I have no desire to scarf down mac and cheese in the morning. But maybe I'm wrong. Pete, does this sound like something you're into?
I think you're a little bit biased at people who like mac and cheese. I don't want to step on their toes by any means. It wouldn't be for me. I am not a mac and cheese in the morning guy. But at the same time, right, like I would eat an egg sandwich, which has cheese on it. So what really is the difference? It's carbs and cheese. It's just a different type. So who am I to judge?
Put that on a shirt. Rise and grind, carbs and cheese. That's what I like.
Don't be giving Pat the Bat those free ideas. You know, he'll be jotting this down. And then the next week on Charlie Hustle, we'll see carbs and cheese in script handwriting and with the sunshine. And then boom, we're out of money.
Everybody gets one, man. Everybody gets one. Let's wrap up the news with this. A little Wednesday wisdom could have served my dude a little bit of help, man. This 14-year-old kid out of Phoenix, all right? He could have used some of your Wednesday wisdom because he went out, he took the parents' car for a ride, he ended up getting in trouble, he was speeding, all kinds of stuff. The cops were called, and so he had to be punished. He had to be punished, and it had to be the consequences had to fit the crime, according to his parents. And so they took away everything. And when I say they made him give away everything, they made him give away literally everything he owned in his room.
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have like a license to. So I just took it. I was like, I don't have anything to drive. So like, I'm just gonna like take it for like one spin.
Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area with lots of family and children and pets.
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away. Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too, you know, like, he could have ran someone over.
I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble, make sure he understands that things like this will not be tolerated.
All right, Pete, where do you rank my dude, okay? As far as those post-tournament games, okay, say it's a national championship sport, the opposing team, they took an L, they lost. After every one of those championship games, they have to always interview the losing coach. Where does my guy rank? Where does this 14-year-old rank as far as loss speeches, taking an L? Where does that rank? How do you do?
You know, he's a straight-up degen, and so – I mean, I think he's a play-in. This is not someone I want to be around. And we're lucky we're still letting you in the tournament. You should be in the first four out. So embarrassing. Checking Joe Lenardi's bracketology, you are a small school that deserves no credit or financial aid, and you should be in juvenile prison.
KC Morning Show.
Show.
Down the stretch he comes, going, gone, Peter Sweeney. Take me to sports, Peter Sweeney.
Yep, it's time. Welcome into sports, where we're going to talk about some ball and bats.
Ooh,
and
I love that
football and don't helmets tease me. And.
Woo.
Yep. We got
hump day, baby.
We got baseball back in Kansas City, which has been something. It is what, the 60-game season. So I believe, you know, what you do is you multiply the games by 2.7. I heard this on the television last night.
Okay.
To figure out what the equal or the
equivalent.
The number would be in a regular season. So we knew that the Royals needed to start out fast, right? We need to get the record up there early so they can maybe compete to make the playoffs, expanded playoffs. They start 3-4. Okay, not the best start, but whatever. Then they lost 5 games in a row, or basically the equivalent of like losing 15 games. And that included getting swept over the weekend by the White Sox and losing the first two against the Chicago Cubs away. Here was Mike Matheny last night.
And then we've talked about this. We're paid to win ball games, but to see that kind of fight and those kind of at bats late in the game, really proud of how they went about that. And a couple inches away from that being a completely different ball game and a different ending. But overall, just you know, that kind of fight that you want to see, that I think is all about what Kansas City Royals baseball believes in. And it was just a shame that we just couldn't quite get that last one there, but they did a great job getting us right back.
was hoping we didn't have to enter the moral victory part of the Royals season until later.
That's early, isn't it?
The year. Brady Singer in his second start had 8 strikeouts, so there was some positive there. But, yeah, the Royals need to win some games. I mean, you got to get this thing back. You got to put a few together. You got to get the record respectable and hopefully carry you through. You've entered a position now where you're not a team that really at this point can sustain a long winning streak, yet you need one. And so already we're at this point in the Royals season. It happened very quickly, 3-9. Not going to do it. Hartzell, did you see the insane baseball story from over the weekend where Yoenis Cespedes of the New York Mets was just missing?
No, what is this?
So the Mets travel to Atlanta, and all of a sudden they're in their second game of the series, and Yoenis Cespedes just was not there, and he didn't tell the team. What apparently happened is that he decided that he had enough of the Mets, and he was going to opt out and didn't tell anybody. He left the road trip and just went home with his stuff.
A lot
of people worried for his safety. You know, that's how his Mets tenure likely comes to an end, opting out of the season. That's why the NFL has now put in an opt-out date where it's the last date that you could potentially opt out, so you avoid situations like this where randomly one day all of a sudden
when is that? I saw that's going to be happening. What day is that?
Thursday, as of right now.
Like this Thursday?
Yep. So
okay.
Players have to decide soon. There'll be clauses if, like, your family member gets sick later on or something during the season, you'll be able to opt out then. But for most players, you're not going to be able to do that just because you want to avoid situations like this. And I don't think you can necessarily blame them. Pat Mahomes, we've been missing from the shows, but Pat Mahomes got snubbed last week as the top 100. Lamar Jackson was named the top player in the NFL, which the Chiefs weren't happy about. Some other notes: running back Damian Williams chose to opt out of the 2020 season, so Clyde Edwards-Helaire is expected to be the starter. Williams intends to stay in San Diego to help take care of his mom, who has stage 4 cancer. So,
by the way, everyone on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever,
yeah,
shut it. Kick rocks and shut it. These dudes are doing what they think is the best decision for their family. None of us should be judging any of it. In fact, like, anytime a player in any sport from here on that decides to opt out, just disable all those comments because it's none of our business.
I agree. It's up to everybody. This is a really weird time. And the thing that hits home for me is coronavirus, if it affects everybody differently. So there's a ton of risk that you're taking because you don't know how it's going to affect your body. You're likely going to be exposed if you return to a sport. You're seeing a lot of NFL players who have newborn babies just decide, you know what, I'm better off taking this year off because they're still young enough where they could return, and it's just not worth it to have that risk when you don't really know how this impacts a newborn, for example. The Chiefs spoke on Tuesday. And the best sound, Hartzell, came from an offensive lineman. His name is Kelechi Osemele. He came to the Chiefs from the New York Jets, probably will win one of the offensive line guard positions for the Chiefs this year. This was him discussing when he found out that he was a Kansas City Chief.
I was actually at the park with my girlfriend and got the call. It was somebody's birthday party, so I kind of like had to walk somewhere and get somewhere quiet. And I was pretty excited. I was fired up. I mean, obviously, like, the first thing I thought of was playing with Mahomes. And then I actually accidentally leaked his phone number because I had the Instagram or whatever. I did a video and it had his number out there and I had to like take it down real quick. But I was so excited I didn't even think about it. I was pretty hyped. My agent called me, instantly the first thing I thought about was this is a really good team. We got a chance to win a championship. I haven't won one in, I think it's been 8 seasons since my rookie year. So I thought immediately, like, this would be a beautiful way to, you know, kind of cap off a long NFL career.
If you're the new guy in Kansas City, that is the way to get people on your side. So,
yep. Pander, baby. That's KC 101. I could send him that. I'll send him that workbook. Pander is king.
Kelechi Osemele is going to be a new friend of mine. I mean, this is a fellow 31-year-old. We're both excited about Patrick Mahomes. He is a little more athletic than I am, and so I'll give that to him. But there you go.
Only slightly, though. He can't pickleball like you. I bet he can't pickle like you. Nope. I bet he can't pickle like you. Nope.
I actually believe that maybe I could beat Kelechi in pickleball at this point. I did lose the other day for the first time, which,
you know, what happened, man?
As a young phenom, it's tough to take, but I do have to admit that look, I go out there, I try my best, and it didn't work out. I mean, what am I gonna do? You know, like,
you know what you do? You go back out there and you fight another day. That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm supposed to play today, so that's exciting for me.
Man, you're not kidding. You really are something special, man. I love pickleball, Pete.
Yeah. Well, I want to get back into shape, and it's helping me. It's very tiring, and it uses a lot of it must use a lot of your body fluids, because I'm seeing the pounds drip off, which is nice.
Oh, I like when you talk body fluids. Oh, Peter.
That's all I have for sports right now. Hartzell, I was going to ask you to sort of close out sports. Do you have any idea what's going on with sporting? Like the MLS? Does it resume? Or
what was that?
Nobody really knows, right?
What was that? Sure. I'm not sure all I can say.
Okay, well that's great.
I know nothing.
Trying to give the KC Morning Host the inside scoop.
Nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink. Look, we got nothing for you. So
nudge, nudge.
To all the KC Morning Hoes, I'll speak for Hartzell when I say buzz off. All right, let's get some events rolling here.
Take me there, Pete. What we got coming up? What can we do together, maybe? Anything that you could do?
Today at 6:30 p.m., it is Graffiti Wall Wednesday Car Meet. This is happening at 72 Central Avenue. Should be perfect weather to come out and take pics of your car with fellow car enthusiasts. So this is happening. There's a mural. This kind of sounds like an event that you would enjoy, Hartzell. I got to admit.
Okay.
You can go and take pictures in front of these really nice cars. Maybe you could bring your car with that bright color as bright as the sun.
She peacocks, doesn't she?
Sure does. There's an Independence Farmer Market. I didn't realize Wednesday was such a big farmer's market day. There's Independence Farmer's Market at Uptown Market. There's an Overland Park Farmer's Market that's happening at the Matt Ross Community Center. And there is a Downtown Lee Summit Farmer's Market. So go get some cereal for that sweet girl Muriel.
What up, Ma?
What up?
You leave my dear sweet mother alone.
Whew. I'm looking and I'm going to like
stop,
it.
Stop.
All right.
It,
so it's corn week at Chicken and Pickle. So if you want to go pick up some corn, they'll be selling it from the Moyer Farms, like fresh ass corn at Chicken and Pickle. That's happening.
Fresh ass corn, huh?
4 to 8 p.m. So if you want to go get some corn.
Man, you do a terrible job selling that.
Go on and get your corn. All right. Bar K. Monday, I am waiting. Yeah, that's nice.
Remember this? Remember this little Ashley Simpson? Circa 2000 and... Of the Simpsons.
Camp could bring the puppy out to Bar K. It is Puppies Night Out. That's happening August 6th, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at Bar K. Bar K does a nice job.
Yeah, they do.
They got a Painter's Choice MS fundraiser. That's happening 6:30 at J&S Pizza tomorrow in Liberty. You can paint a Royals photo.
Are you laughing because you love this song?
What a dumb song this is.
I love the way that feels. Yeah! Continue. Great. Man, remember when she had that thing with Ryan Cabrera? Those two were like the it couple for like 6 weeks.
Long time ago.
You know what? Make music great again, huh? Make Ashley Simpson great again. Where's that on a campaign stick?
I always knew you were a MAGA guy. All painters, they're going to be painting a Royals photo. So you can go and paint a nice Royals picture, and every ticket goes to support a cure for multiple sclerosis. So $40 tickets at eventbrite.com. J&S Pizza. All right. Well, I've got to get a couple inspirational quotes out there.
All right, hold on. All right, let me hold on. Let's turn down Ashley real quick. And by turn down, I'm going to turn it up.
Oh, wow. Hey! 5.
We're
running a little bit late.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 5 quotes here quickly for some Wednesday wisdom.
Do you have the right website? Did you take all the ads off this time?
Look, I'm ready to go. I'm blazing here. I'm blazing and raising hell.
here we go.
Anyone who has ever made anything of importance was disciplined. That was by Andrew Hedrickson. So good on him for that quote. Don't spend time beating on a wall, hoping to transform it into a door. So you can't turn a wall into a door thinking that you're going to transform it. That's by Coco Chanel, who's a great inspiration. Creativity is intelligence having fun, and that is from Albert Einstein. So get creative, have fun, and follow Albert Einstein.
All kind of creative fun with that hair, am I right?
Optimism is the one quality associated with success and happiness more than any other. Brian Tracy said that, and good on him for saying it. Someone had to, and I'm glad that Brian was the man to do it. Always keep your eyes open. Keep watching, because whatever you can see will inspire you. Grace Coddington said that.
Oh, Grace. Yeah. She's baby Grace.
Yeah, she has a good head of hair, long hair on her. Kind of sheer, but a little bit more puffy. So good on her for that hair. And the final quote of the day. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. So don't look at the goals as what the end thing is. Just see what you become in the mirror after the goal's achieved. And that's by Henry David Thoreau. And
all right, HDT. He was a little wordy on that one, huh?
Nothing like an HDT. Quote on a Wednesday wisdom brought to you by absolutely nobody. Somebody could step up. So we hope that is you.
That could be you, baby. Looking at you.
That's it for the Wednesday program.
I appreciate you, my friend. I will see you on Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a letter. Give me a letter. Peter O. Sweet, and the O stands for O. Peter, where art thou? Where art he will be here on Friday. Hey, see, that's a tease, too.
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartle. Let Pete say goodbye. Brother.
Smell ya.
Smell ya.